Yeah, so we're discussing Mila Shelo Bizmana. So first we're discussing Mila Bizmana. Mila Bizmana is on day 8, and the Gemara tells us B'yom Afilo B'Shabbos. So basically any day, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Kippur Shecho B'Shabbos, if there's a Mila Bizmana, is always Docha. It always takes precedence. Either because of the Chumra Dekares, the Asish, it's in the poor mitzvah, we never push it off. We never want to push off our kares. That's why, generally speaking, that is true. Assuming you could do the mitzvah properly, as I probably mentioned to you once before, when someone was out in the Philippines, so there aren't too many Jews out there. He was a chaplain, him and his wife. I think, you know, she used to go up, I think they like sharks in the ocean, so she used to wear a bathrobe, I guess psychologically. Maybe she thought she'd protect her from the sharks. But either way, so they had a shiloh, they had a bris, and there was no kosher mo. All they had was, they had a Yisrael mummer that happened to be a Jew who was, you know, basically an apostate, you know, basically didn't keep anything. So they asked Rav Soloveitchik, what should we do? Should we do the bris now, or should we, you know, we'll be back in 6 months, 3 months, 9 months, wherever it was. Should we wait till we go back? So he said he spoke to his father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, and he's based it in his case, he felt it's better to wait. In other words, if someone wasn't from, and you're worried about if they're going to, like, you don't like delaying a bris, especially if someone, because they might never come back for it. So anytime you have an opportunity to do a bris on a non-from person, you do it because, you know, assuming it's past day 8 or whatever, because you're not going to have another opportunity. So he said, if there's someone out there who I was afraid they weren't going to do the bris, then I would tell them to go ahead and do it. Because it's only b'di'evit, because real pashas ha-shulchan aruch ha-yisrael mummer is a no-go. However, I think Rabbi Kivi Eger quotes Rabbeinu Tam, there are Rishonim who say b'di'evit yisrael mummer is a go. So if you have no option, I would have told you to have a yisrael mummer. But in your case, you're coming back, so therefore he said wait. So therefore, you know, in certain extreme cases, we don't do a Mila Bizmana, you know, because obviously you don't have a moel. So if you don't have a moel, you can't do a Mila Bizmana. But his chiddush was that even, so I wonder what he would have said about an Isha. I'm assuming he would have said to have the Isha Kshera do it. So I'm assuming there was a frum woman who did bris, because really we paskin that, you know, it's a machokas rishonim, so l'chadchila, it's a din l'chadchila. I think everyone agrees if a woman does a mila, it's good. You don't need hatov, it's dam bris. So I'm assuming if there was a woman mole, he would have said to have the woman mole do it. Now the shach even says a chiddush, or I don't know if it's a chiddush or not, but the shach writes that what's so important is a mila bizmana, that if the only one available is an isha, you do it. I'm sure there could be some lachokim. Let's say day 10, 11, they might not, you know, there might be more for the meta halacha than the halacha, because halacha you yotze, but maybe depending on what times you live, they might say, if, you know, if it's a strong movement, or if having women starting to do milas, for meta halacha reasons, they might tell you not to, but al pi halacha, there's no reason the shach makes sense. He's not getting into meta, he's saying it's a mila bizmana, so do it, because we always try to do a mila bizmana. So therefore, except if it's an unhealthy baby, or I guess if it's an unhealthy baby, it's us to do a bris mila. Not only shouldn't you do it, it's us to. If it's a healthy baby, but you don't have a moel, so what could you do? You're an anus. So whenever you find a moel, the next opportunity, you go ahead and you wait. So that's a mila bizmana we do all the time. We said a mila shalo bizmana, we don't do on Shabbos. We don't do on Yontif. Yontif Sheni is Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rush, whether you do a Mila Shalo Bizmana on Yontif Sheni. I believe the Rambam says yes, the Rush says no. The Nakuta seems to be, what's the nature of the Isser or the Takana, or what's the nature of the Din of Yontif Sheni? The Rambam seems to learn it's a Minug. If it's a Minug, so then Mila Shalo Bizmana is a Mitzvah. Mitzvah is Docha, a Minug. But if the real Takana Drabanan, to the whole Takana Drabanan was not to do it, was Yontif Sheni, should be like Yontif Rishon, So just like you wouldn't do Amila on Yantav Rishon, you wouldn't do Amila on Yantav Sheni. So that's a machlokes Rishonim. So I think the minhag is not to do Amila on Yantav Sheni. What about a suffix Mila Bizman on Yantav Sheni? Like if the Ben Hashmashish, the Ben Hashmashish baby we used to on Friday night, because then we have to wait until Sunday. But Ben Hashmashish is a problem any day, because if I don't know when the baby, if the baby is born Ben Hashmasha, so it's the same problem on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. In other words, the only difference is you could do it the next day. In other words, let's say it's born Twilight Tuesday. So you can't do it Tuesday, but you could do it Wednesday. The only difference on Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos, you got to wait until Sunday, but it's the same issue. So a Safek Mila Bizmana, so then they say it's a Svek Svek, it's a double doubt, so therefore, Yesh v'yesh, are those poskim who are meko? I said, I thought I asked Rabbi Zoberman, number one, about what Rabbi Price would say. I think he says he doesn't do a suffix milo bizman on Yom Tov Sheni. So I guess different minhagim among the Moalim, or it's different minhagim in different shuls. I'm not sure if the Moal paskins the Shaila, or it's the rabbi of the shuls. I guess obviously the Moal can choose not to be the Moal if he doesn't want to, but I assume it depends, it depends where you're doing the Mila. You know, if you're doing it in your home, if you're doing it in his home base, but, yesh v'yesh. So we discussed also Amila Shalom Bizmana not being done on, Amila Shalom Bizmana not being done on, not only it on Yantiv, but there's an issue about elective surgery, not doing it on Thursday and Friday because it's going to be bitul oneg Shabbos, or it's going to lead to pikuach nefesh. So I think the Taz writes that amila shalom bizmana you don't do on Thursday and Friday. So therefore, that means you have to wait until Sunday. I think the Shach goes crazy and says, why not? Amila shalom bizmana is a mitzvah, and therefore you have to do it on Thursday and Friday. I think that you can make a chiluk between, let's say, a geirus and a mila. I mean, a geirus, a mila, l'shem mila, because a geirus is no reason you have up his fur. You can just yesh v'yesh also, but whether the geirus is a mitzvah now, but I don't have to do the geirus on Thursday and Friday. Let me wait until next week. But a mila shalom bizmana, every second you wait, you could be mivato a mitzvah sase, or not mivato, but at least on hold, depending how you learn the Rambam Ravid, whether Yechayev Kareis Kol Shah, or as long as if you die without the Mila, so then you're Chayev Kareis. So either way, so they point out that, so our practice is, someone told me the practice in Breuer's is you don't do a Mila Shalom Bizmana on Thursday and Friday. That would make Sunday a very busy day, because there's 3 days where you're not going to do it. But someone else told me that I heard Amila Shalom Bizmana, since people were taking advantage of doing the bris on Sunday, so they made a takana, even if it's a Mila Bizmana, that would make no sense. But even if the first day after to do Amila Shalom Bizmana turns out on Sunday, then maybe they said we're not doing it. Like, those two stories are in conflict. I don't know which one's true or not. I heard the other one more recently about that Amila Shalom Bizmana they do on Thursday and Friday. So he was just saying on his own it would come out Sunday they have more, but maybe he didn't know that. Maybe it's not really a stira. He was just, the person just said he knows they don't do it on Thursday. Therefore he says up, he was just saying up he's far, but then maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they'd wait until Monday if that was true. So either way, in fact, that's a discussion. There's a Emek Brach, I think. No, there's Vara Avram, I think. There's a Shiloh. If you have a Mila Bizmana and a Mila Shalom Bizmana, which one takes Kadima? So Pashtis, they say a Mila Bizmana. Tadev Sheno Tadev Tadev Kodem. But the Zvara Avram has a Chiddush based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol Rega V'Rega. So the Dvar Ram says, no, you should do the Mila Shalom Bizmana first, because every second you wait, you're being mavato, but amilo bizmana, it's only reason makdim ulamitzvah. You only have the whole day. That's what I was discussing with Riboy, because it was a little different because the Rabbi Adu was coming from Toronto, so he said he had a milo for. So he had a milo, but number one, it's not the same. But anyway, the pasha, I think we pass can anyway. You do the milo bizmana first, but the Dvar of Ram has this chiddush that the milo shalom bizmana you do right away, like the Noda Yehuda. Was very upset at people pushing off the Milo Shalom Bizmana. They used to push it off to Erev Pesach so you can make a Siyam, or no, so you don't have to make a Siyam, so therefore that they could eat. So he thought anyway, Milo Shalom Bizmana isn't enough of a Simcha for a Suda on a fast day, you know, assuming you have to fast, that's not enough of a Simcha. And he was against, he says, you're being Mavato, every day you don't do a Brit, so he was very against the practice, so therefore, we seem to go with the Noda Yehuda that we try not to push it off. We try to go as quickly as we can. Therefore, those are some of the, you know, some of the halachas of a mila shalom bizmana. We don't do it on Shabbos, Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, it's a machlokes, safek mila bizmana, yesh v'yesh. And then it's a further machlokes Thursday and Friday. I think the minhag is you do one, but there are those who say you don't do a mila shalom bizmana on Thursday and Friday as well. And that's the same issue with elective surgery. Obviously in Canada it wouldn't be elective because you basically have no option. You can't wait 6 years to get blood go back on the bottom of the list. And in terms of, you know, Geira is also that somewhere in between a Milo Shalom Bizman and elective. So maybe you could argue it is a mitzvah and therefore you should do it as well on Thursday and Friday.